Welcome to another exciting podcast episode of The Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the relatively new Holly Springs studios in the great state of North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about the city of Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not just talking about the city of Pittsburgh today, because this is really just one example of what's happening in major cities all across the United States. But the city of Pittsburgh this week, in case you didn't notice it, says that they are no longer going to respond to 911 calls unless it is a, quote, in-progress emergency, unquote, because the police department has severe staffing shortages. Now, you may ask yourself, how did a major city like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, get into this situation? Well, take yourself back to the Black Lives Matters, the BLM riots, which was what, about, I don't know, 4 years ago or so? And they trashed every major city in the country. And afterwards, what happened? Did people in cities build up their police departments? No, just the opposite. They reduced their police departments after the BLM riots. So you had the Black Lives Matters. They went around, the rioters, they smashed windows, they looted stores, terrorized citizens, drove businesses away, and the end result was the cities cut their police departments. Yeah, makes no sense, right? You have an increase in crime, what do? Cut the police. Well, the result you can see in every major city, vacant businesses, because the businesses left, they don't want to pay taxes if they're not being protected. You have people that no longer go to the downtown, it's not safe anymore. You have downtowns that have lost their tax base, and you have police departments that are now so small, just like Pittsburgh, they will no longer respond to 911 calls. Instead, if you call 911 in Pittsburgh, they'll ask you if you are currently being shot or raped. If you are, they will respond. However, if it's not an in-progress emergency, nobody's going to show up. Now, if that's not bad enough, they announce that to the entire public. And they've said, and I'll read you this article that explains it, the Pittsburgh Police Department and the mayor's office said, well, the police department has shrunk so small now, because nobody wants to be a cop in downtown Pittsburgh, that they only have 20 officers left to work the night shift. So an entire city of just a massive city that only has 20 officers to respond to 911 calls has to prioritize. In this case, they're going to respond to shootings and rapes, but car break-ins, no. Smashing of the windows and stealing of stuff from businesses, no. A burglary in your house? No. No, they won't. So this is what's going on all across cities, not just Pittsburgh. This is happening everywhere now. You know, listen, people didn't value the police. They passed no bail laws that immediately releases criminals upon their arrest. So even if they got arrested, they would be released immediately and handed a paper citation. Of course, criminals don't show up in court, and they're not going to pay a fine. So what you have here is you have politicians, a lousy generation of politicians who belong to one of our two major corrupt political parties. They passed these laws, and now we have the effects of it. You basically have the city of Pittsburgh that has been turned over to the criminals, and the police no longer can respond to 911 calls. Well, I'll read you the article. And again, keep in the back of your mind, this is happening everywhere now, happening in your major city that's near you. So this is not just Pittsburgh, but I'll read you this article as a good example because, you know, when you look at the granulation of it, when you can see the details of it, you can start to understand how these politicians really screwed up. And of course, the politicians often don't live in the major cities, right? They live in the suburbs. They're not directly affected when the schools go bad and the streets aren't safe and there's homeless and litter and illegal immigrants everywhere. It doesn't affect the politicians now, doesn't. It's not in their gated community. It's not in their restricted suburb. No, it's just the major cities that they've destroyed while they collected a paycheck. So here's the article. I'll read it. It's from the Daily Mail newspaper. Daily Mail is out of England. Its articles tend to focus on university studies, research, and data, the same kinds of information that American news sources no longer report on. So we'll read the ones that come out of England. Here we go. From the Daily Mail newspaper, you can read it online. The headline is, quote, Pittsburgh police say they will no longer respond to calls that are not in-progress emergencies among staffing shortages. Here's the article. Quote, the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police has made major changes to its operations as it battles staffing shortages. including no longer responding to in-progress emergencies and limiting the number of officers on the night shift. Police Chief Larry Scarato announced in February that during the earlier morning hours, there would be fewer officers on staff and lower priority calls are now going to be sent to a telephone reporting unit rather than a person. The chief said that the changes need to be made so that his 740 officers can more efficiently serve the community. According to WPXI, calls for theft, harassment, criminal mischief, and burglary will all now be handled by a telephone reporting unit. That's an answering machine. Quote, when there is an event that is not in progress, we're going to take and reroute that call to our telephone reporting unit. That's the answering machine, said Scarato. Quote, he said the early morning hours is when there are the lowest amounts of calls between 3 and 7 a.m. Police stations will not have an officer at the desk. Quote, data said that from 3 to 7 a.m., we have 8% of our call volume, but we had 33% of our personnel working during those periods of time, Scarato said. Now those early morning shifts will have a range of about 25 to 63 officers scheduled. Burglar alarms require a second confirmation before an officer will respond, because Scarato said in a year of 9,500 burglary calls, the majority of them were false alarms and it cost the department 4,000 personnel hours. Quote, it's not that we're not going to respond to the alarms. It's that we're going to require that there needs to be a second verification, a second authentication factor, such as, well, it's not just the front door, it's the interior motion, there's a video, there's an audio, there's a glass break, Scarato said. Quote, other scheduled changes include officers switching to 10-hour shifts for 4 days a week and one-hour breaks to focus on their mental health. Bob Schweitzweider, the president of the union that represents the Pittsburgh Police, told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that due to the cutbacks, there are only 14 to 15 officers on duty now between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. Quote, they're running out of manpower very quickly and we're getting very taxed, he said. Quote, I think this strategy at this point is hope and a prayer, and they can base everything on data. It may pan out to be correct, but it can also be disastrous. District Attorney Steve Zappala told WTAE that it was a critical short. He was critical of the changes and said it didn't make any sense to him. Quote, is there any other large city in the country that has a part-time police department? I mean, does that make any sense to any of you guys? It doesn't to me, Zappala said. Quote, I don't understand what he's doing. I have to sit down with the chief about that and just some of these things in the policing areas. I don't get it. Quote, to tell people that you're not going to be protected at all during certain hours of the days, that doesn't make any sense to me when I heard it. I don't know what the rationale for that is. I think it's something that the chief has to explain, he said. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey supported Scarato's decisions on making the cutbacks on staffing. Quote, the chief has made it clear that there was a cutback, but it's going to be patrolmen, and there would be a patrol people ready to go on. So again, I think that what I'm saying is that you've always got to talk to the person that's implementing the new rules. That's the chief of the public safety director, Gainey said, unquote. Well, that's the article. I must admit that the mayor seems a little bit, incoherent in his statement. But I don't know, even if you were making these cutbacks due to extreme staffing shortages, I don't know why you would announce it to the public. I mean, criminals watch television news and just like everyone else, and I assume this got picked up by the Pittsburgh television station. So now you have criminals that know that there's only 16 to 20 officers on duty during the night shift. Well, if you're going to commit crime, isn't that a good time to do it? It's dark, hard to identify. And what's more, the police chief says, well, if the security alarms on businesses and homes go off, they're not going to respond unless they have a second verification. Like, as the chief of police said, a photograph or a video would help. So you're basically, somebody breaks into your business or your home, right? You're supposed to tell, hey, can you stop for a second while I take a picture of you or videotape you? I need to send this to the police department. Even if the criminal was cooperative and you managed to take a picture in the dark with a flash and he didn't shoot you dead on the spot, who would you send that to? I don't even know how to send a picture or a video to my local police department. I mean, I know how to call 911, but apparently if you do that in Pittsburgh, you're going to get an answering machine if you call at night, unless you're currently being shot or raped. Well, so you say to the criminal, thanks for breaking in. Hold it. Wait, I got to take a picture. Oh, by the way, criminal, do you know how I send this to the police department? They need second verification that you're actually burglarizing my business or my home. Well, you and I both know that's never going to happen, right? So what does that mean? It means even if you have a security alarm and you're paying extra for a private security company to set up an alarm in your house that links directly to the police department, and somebody breaks in at 4 a.m. to your business or your home, well, nobody's going to respond. So now the criminals in the city know that there's only a few officers on duty at night. They know that if you call 911, nobody's going to answer unless you're currently being shot or raped. And they know that if you have a private security system, an alarm system, the police are going to ignore it. Now, does this make any sense to you? And for the politicians that passed the no bail laws, that cut the sizes of the police force, that decided that we were going to cut the police because when the police responded and arrested people that were committing crime, somehow that was a bad thing. When these politicians decided to no longer protect businesses, homeowners, and taxpayers, and instead to defend the criminals, when all of this is happening, you know, how do these people live with themselves? And these two corrupt political parties that have run this nation into the ground, how do they live with themselves? And secondly, how is anyone going to stay, business or resident, how is anyone going to stay within the municipal jurisdiction of Pittsburgh? My goodness gracious. Could they do anything more to possibly drive law-abiding citizens from that city? This is not a small town. This is happening in big cities everywhere. People, I ask you, I tell you, is this not another clear sign of the decline and fall of America? What do you think? I'm Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.